Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Alone at parties in a deadly silhouette. Absolutely my favorite. My favorite, Carmen. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. The board is full, and we're going to play something we have not played in a long time. Dizzy, you're involved in this game. Your mic's not on. There you go. Carmen?
Yeah.
You're also involved in this game.
Yep.
You know what game it is?
Yeah.
I don't have an intro for it, do you?
I am trying to get that right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you a game we have not played in some time. It's called Who Knows Less.
And now, it's time for that great new game show,
Who Knows Less?
Yeah, baby. This is Who Knows Less, Carmen or Dizzy. Are you familiar with this game, Dizzy?
Not entirely.
I'll explain it to you. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to find out who knows less.
Okay.
But in order to do this, you're going to have to leave the room so that you don't hear Carmen's answer. So if you'll go out there and Spanish will get you when it's time for you to come back, that means Carmen will go first. And Carmen, we have not done this in a long time. You're a lot smarter now.
I doubt it.
You're a college graduate.
Galvin, you're going to take notes?
Yep, take notes, and I got the clock, 60 seconds.
Perfect. Carmen, 1 minute on the clock. I'm going to give you the topic, and then you go on for 60 seconds, ramble the most that you can, and explain to us everything you know about Easter. Here we go.
Easter is a religious holiday that we celebrate. Easter is a religious holiday that we celebrate. It happens on a Sunday, and it's a different Sunday every year. And the holiday is when Jesus died and he was resurrected, I'm pretty sure. And Easter, we also hide eggs for children. That's how we celebrate it, which I don't understand the meaning of that. And we use the representation of a bunny for Easter. I don't know what the time is. I don't know where
I'm at. We'll let you know when your minute's up.
Okay. Well,
done.
And your minute's up. There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Do we want to go over hers first or wait till Dizzy comes in? All right, let's bring Dizzy back in. We're going to do the same thing now. We'll put a minute on the clock and we'll get Dizzy to do. We're going to do three different topics on this. Each one will win a prize here. All right. Dizzy, how you doing, buddy? Were you able to hear anything?
What do you mean?
All right, perfect. You got 1 minute on the clock.
All right.
I'm going to give you a topic. Keep talking. You got the whole minute to tell me everything that you know about Easter. Go.
Okay. Well, there was this one guy, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and he rose one day. And we celebrate that by giving little kids eggs. And, you know, I keep just going on.
You got a full minute.
He was dead. And after a while, he rose on Good Friday, I believe. And that's why it's like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's Friday. It's a good Friday because he rose on this Friday, the first Friday of after the certain time of whatever that date is. Because I don't know what it is. I just know that we celebrate that. He rises. We celebrate Easter because of the Son of God who rose from the dead after we put him in the tomb and thought, that's the end of his chapter. No, it wasn't. He rose. The tomb was open. And we celebrate that every Easter Sunday when he showed everyone he was awake. Is that a minute?
That is a minute.
I feel like I was totally off.
You were. Yeah. But we'll go over it and we'll see who knows less. Galvin, how did Carmen do?
So Carmen said it is a religious holiday that we celebrate.
True.
Then she reiterated it's a religious holiday that we celebrate. Okay. It happens on Sunday. It's a different Sunday each year. Jesus died. Then he was resurrected. Pretty much. I'm not sure about that. Then she said we hide eggs for children. She doesn't know the meaning behind that. And then there is a bunny, and that's Easter.
Okay. Believe it or not, I think she knew more than Dizzy knew.
Dizzy said one guy, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he rose.
Yep.
We give kids eggs. Yep. Jesus was dead. Then he rose on Good Friday. And then he went on to tell us when that Good Friday is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first Friday after, I'm not really sure, he rises. We celebrate Easter. We put him in the tomb, and then he rose, and then we celebrate.
Good Friday is when Jesus died.
Ah,
then they put him in the tomb.
3 days later.
Yeah. Right, I know, I didn't name it. And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So if we celebrate Good Friday when Jesus rose, what's Easter Sunday?
When he died on Easter Friday, Good Friday, he rose on the Sunday.
Yeah, you had that all wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I went to Catholic school for a year.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, just for a year.
Good job.
He's not brainwashed like we are.
Point Carmen on this one.
Yeah.
Dizzy, normally we would have you go and Carmen leave the room, but she can't leave the room. So you're going to have to leave again, and she'll go first for the next topic, all right? So, Carmen, this is a little bit lighter. It's not religious, but, man, I don't know what you're going to know. You ready?
Yep.
You have 1 minute on the clock.
Hold on.
1 full minute, 60 seconds on the clock. Tell us everything you know about AC/DC. Go.
AC/DC is a rock band.
Yeah.
And they play music. And they have a singer, a guitarist, a bassist, and a drummer. They travel the world. They came out in the 70s. They have a lightning in their logo separating AC and DC. It is made up. I cannot think of who's in this band right now. I am stalling so hard trying to remember. Don't interrupt. Now I get more time on the clock.
Thank you. Reclaim your time.
As of time. AC/DC. They have long hair. The guy wore flare pants. He put a sweater, or not a sweater. He put a scarf on his microphone. Mick Jagger is not the singer of AC/DC.
I forgot. True. She can see me.
I cannot think of who these people
Time's
are.
Up.
Oh, man.
I can't think of those old men.
Yeah, well, there's so much to say about AC/DC that you didn't even touch. All right, please get Dizzy back in here. And then we got to recap when he comes back.
Yeah, when he comes back. By the way, I forgot that Carmen can see me, and she was saying things. I was just shaking my head. Like, no.
Oh, all right,
Dizzy. You don't need Catholic school for this one. Yeah. Get on the thing. You got 60 seconds on the clock. We're playing Who Knows Less between Carmen and Dizzy. Dizzy, you're the clock ready?
Yes.
1 minute on the clock. Tell us everything you know about AC/DC. Go.
Oh, AC/DC. It's a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
They are from Down Under, and you might not know this. Their lead singer, Robert Plant, lead singer of AC/DC. Beavis and Butthead, real big fans. One of them wears it on the shirt. They had a lot of albums. Back to Black. Big album by them. A lot of great songs. I don't know a lot of them. Look at me, obviously. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's four members, and they're all white. And there were other members that switched in between, but you know, there's only two remaining members. Nope, that's a different band. There's one. They're all alive. They're all alive. All right. And yeah,
time.
I think the only thing you got right is that they're all white. All right, Galvin, let me know when you're ready, and we'll find out first what Carmen knew about AC/DC.
All right, so Carmen came out strong by yelling, AC/DC. Then she said they're a rock band that does music. They have a singer, a bass player, a guitar player, and a drummer.
All true.
They travel all around. They started in the 70s. They have a lightning in their logo, is what she said.
That is what you said.
Yeah, and they do.
A lightning.
Yeah. She said, I don't know who is in there. And then she reiterated, AC/DC. They have long hair. Well, I don't know what that says there. Oh, the one guy wore flared pants.
Yeah, what is that?
And I think she was thinking of Steven Tyler. Uh-huh. And he had a scarf around his microphone. And then she yelled, Mick Jagger. And then I can't remember who is in AC/DC.
So it's not Mick Jagger and it's not Steven Tyler.
No. Robert Plant.
No. We'll get to you, my fine little friend.
All right. Robert Plant.
So Dizzy started out much like Carmen by yelling AC/DC. Uh-huh. He said, they're a rock band, so far we're dead heat. They both yelled AC/DC, both said they're a rock band. He said, they're from down under. Which is correct.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
They are all from Australia?
They formed in Australia. They're from Australia. They're English, but yeah, Australian.
I thought only Brian Johnson.
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You got that one.
He said their lead singer is Robert Plant.
much like
Carmen saying Mick Jagger, that's also wrong. He said that they... Beavis and Butthead were big fans of them. They had on the shirt, which is true. They had a lot of albums, he said.
That's true.
It's also true.
True, yeah.
He said one of their biggest ones was Back to Black.
Amy Winehouse.
Not right.
Oh, no.
Back to Black.
Big album for him. Said they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's true.
Yeah.
Four members. Not true. All white. True.
Yeah.
He said some were there and then they left and then they came back. He said, no, there's two alive. And he goes, nope, that's not right. That's a different band. They're all alive.
Yeah, you were close, though. Yeah, the lead singer died. And then the drummer left and then came back and the bass player left. And you were on the right track.
And the rhythm guitar, Malcolm's dead.
You said only Robert Plant is dead.
No, Robert Plant is not in the band.
Robert Plant is alive and he's in Led Zeppelin.
I think Dizzy knew more on that one.
I think Dizzy gets it because he had the Australia thing. Yeah. He said that they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He knew the tie-in with Beavis and Butthead. He actually knew that one of them wore a shirt, one of the other guys wore the shirt.
Right. So that's a dead heat right now. We 1-1. You ready for the tiebreaker?
I'm getting the hang of it.
All right. You got one more, and this one's going to be should be a little easier for you.
All right. Well, Dizzy's got to leave.
Dizzy's on his way out.
All right.
We got 1 minute on the clock for Carmen. This is our final round of Who Knows Less. Let me know when you're ready, Gow.
And let me get the clock. And
I have an idea, too, for when this game is over.
We are ready to go.
Carmen, 1 minute on the clock. Tell me everything you know about vice presidents. Go.
Vice presidents are the second in command after our number one UNO president. Our vice president right now is... I can never pronounce her name correctly, but it Kamala Harris. Mike Pence was Trump's vice president, who was the last vice president before Kamala Harris. And basically, if the president dies or something along those matters, then they would be they would step in and be the president. They're basically just a figurehead. They don't really do much, and I do not like our vice president right now, and now I'm just killing time because a minute is very long to talk about
time.
A subject.
All right, well, there you go. All right, let's get Dizzy back. We'll get Dizzy in here. Do you think Dizzy will know more?
Yes, he had to take the test
to become
an American
citizen.
He may have a leg up.
All right, Dizzy, we just discovered you may have a leg up on this one.
Yeah.
You may, I'll tell you why afterwards. Let me know when you're ready, Gal.
Ready?
1 minute on the clock, a third and final round of Who Knows Less. Dizzy, tell us everything you know about vice presidents. Go.
About the vice president?
Vice presidents in general.
Oh, okay. The vice president is chosen as a running mate by the president before... they start their whole campaign run. They are next in charge to take over as president when the president cannot do their duties anymore. The current vice president is Kamala Harris, and she's a Democrat. and she used to be a senator. The vice president doesn't do much besides kind of, you know, press stuff and stuff like that. They are kind of useless in a sense for the most part. They're kind of just a face and kind of just to get the votes up for the president. Like, hey, look who I got with me. Vote for me. That's usually how it goes. And the vice president is also gets Secret Service.
All right.
I don't know if that's true.
All right, now Galvin will compare the notes, and we'll find out which one Dizzy or Carmen knew less. Who knows less in the tie-breaking round? Carmen won on Easter Sunday, and Dizzy won on AC/DC. Now we'll find out who won on Vice President.
All right, big tiebreaker for Vice Presidents. Carmen said the Vice President is the second in command to the number one, numero uno. And she said our current Vice President, I can never get her name right, and she said Kamala Harris, it's actually Kamala Harris. But then she went on to say that Pence was Trump's vice president. If the president dies, then they step in. They become president. They don't do much. They're a figurehead. She does not like our current vice president. And then she was just stalling.
Yeah.
And then the time ran out.
She literally was stalling.
Yeah.
Now, Dizzy, what did Dizzy have to say?
Dizzy said the vice president is chosen to be the running mate by the president. They are next in line. He said Kamala Harris. He got her name right. He said she is a Democrat, ? And that she was a senator. They don't do much, he said. They do a lot of press stuff. When he said that, I thought he meant they press stuff. Like they're just
pressing a button.
But yes, press stuff. He said kind of useless, just a face. They get the votes up, and they do get Secret Service, is what he said.
I mean, I think it was simple there. Dizzy wins that one for sure. Am I right? You agree?
I mean, he got the name right.
He knew the process. Secret
just
Service.
A face. Secret Service. Mm-hmm. Is she a Democrat?
She's a Democrat.
Got her name right?
Yep.
I sound like a winner right now.
Her confidence is great.
Yeah.
I think Dizzy gets it right.
She is a Democrat. Yeah, even though you said Democrat. But she is a Democrat. I got to be honest with you. I don't even know. Was she a senator? I know she was an attorney.
She was a senator.
Yeah, she was a senator.
Was she a senator?
Yeah, she was I should have said lawyer, too.
Yep, U.S. Senator from California. That's right. Okay. Yeah, okay. So then, Dizzy wins that one.
Excellent job. Dizzy, you won. Who knows less? Pick a line.
Line 17.
All right. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Adam.
Adam, you're the winner of Who Knows Less. Please hold on. Carmen, you pick a runner-up line, please.
Line 2.
Line 2 from St. Petersburg. Good morning. Who's this?
James.
Hi, James. You're also a winner. Please hold on. Question. I think this is a relatively easy game. If you could pick one subject, maybe Galvin and I could play Who Knows Less against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pick one?
Me?
Yeah.
Well,
don't say
like
it now.
Like a tough subject?
No, like I just anything? Did. No, I just random. I did Easter, AC/DC, yeah. And Vice Presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Galvin, you leave the room. All right. You're going to have to get 1 minute on the clock.
Somebody's going to have to take notes.
All right.
It's a lot. Right fast.
You got a timer? Dizzy, by any chance?
Oh, no, sorry. I was getting ready to... I do have a timer if you need.
All right.
Yeah, and I'll take notes.
Oh, you
I mean,
take
I know,
notes. Okay,
I know
yeah.
I'm just throwing this on you, but when Galvin and I have never played this, and it seems very easy to me, but I think maybe when you're under the gun and there's 1 minute everybody's staring at you in a competition, maybe it would be harder to do.
I say we do, if you did vice presidents last, let's do presidents now.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
All right, so the president is the leader of the free world. He's an elected official of the United States. Our first president was George Washington. Our current president is Joe Biden. There is the president is elected every 4 years. He can only run 2 terms. He must be at least 35 years old and must be born in the United States in order to become president. The president stands as somebody who is the leader of the third branch of our government, which is the executive branch, and he helps to do everything, including passing laws. He does pick the vice president during the election time, and if he is ever assassinated or died or unable to carry his duties, the vice president will take over. The other notable presidents that people go to are Abraham Lincoln And when I say George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, of course, Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan, there are several presidents' heads on the Mount in Mount Rushmore.
I see, time.
I was going to say, just you wonder what more should I keep saying. All right.
It seems like a really long time.
Right? Galvin, come back. Let's see if we got Galvin back in the room. The hard part is the hard part is wondering when, how much longer do I have to go?
Yeah.
All right, Galvin. All right. Me versus you in a round let's of who one. Knows Here we less. Go. Let's
have one. I know about
him. You're going to crush me.
What do I got?
All right.
Presidents.
Here we go. Presidents, 1 minute on the clock, and go.
President George Washington was our first one. They live in the White House. They wanted him to be king, but he said he wanted to be president. Let's see, Reagan, Carter, Bush, two Bushes, Clinton. They are the commander-in-chief. They have Secret Service. The wife is called the First Lady. They have a vice president. They live in Washington. Abraham Lincoln was a president. They are in charge of the military. What else can we do? They have to campaign. They're elected every 4 years. They can only serve 8 years consecutively. Who is President Trump, he is running for president again after he was president and then lost, and now he's running again. Grover Cleveland did that. He won two different terms. Some of the presidents are on Mount Rushmore. What else do we have? The president of the United States, they call him POTUS. That's his nickname from the Secret Service. Barack Obama was a president.
You panic after a while. You're like, what more can I say? How much time do I have left?
I said president a lot, though. I can tell you that.
This is going to be a tough one, but you guys will have to decide who knows less.
All right. What did Mike have?
So for Mike, he has a president is a leader of the free world. George Washington was the first president. Biden is our current president. He can only serve two terms, must be 35, leads the executive branch, passes laws, and picks his own VP. VP takes over after his death or assassination. Other notable presidents, Lincoln, Reagan, Trump, Mount Rushmore has four presidents.
That's not true.
I didn't say it had four. At all. I said some of the presidents are
represented. All right. Well, you know, I'm trying to write fast. So I'm sorry.
You took the clue, added a number to it, made my right clue wrong.
All right. Well,
you also left out some significant details. Like I also said the president had to be 35 years old.
I said that.
And must be born in the United States. That's the part you left out.
All right. Well, you guys are talking very fast.
I'm not mad at you. Right. I'm trying to help.
Incredibly fast.
All right. Write
short.
I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. Galvin, what did Galvin have to say about presidents?
President Washington was first. He lives in the White House, two Bushes, commander in chief. He has a first lady. He has a vice president. Lincoln was a notable president. He's in charge of the military. He campaigns every 4 years, but he can only serve 8 years. Trump is running again. Grover Cleveland was the first one to do that. Mount Rushmore, Secret Service calls them POTUS, Obama.
Okay. Well, we got to know. We got to vote on who.
What do you guys? I vote Galvin.
I was going to say Mike, but I think Galvin touched a little harder on some of the notes that Mike said.
I vote Michael.
Thank you.
Carmen, who do you vote for? Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't see the list. Basically, it's what list is longer.
They literally go to the exact same line. Yeah. Okay. Two same post-its.
That's how I would decide. Yeah. I go Galvin.
Thank you, Carmen.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Should have been a push.
Enjoy your drink package.
It is a push.
All right. By the way, you left out. I said commander in chief as well.
I said that.
I don't think I
started it.
I wrote it down.
He did say.
You voted for me
after two Bushes.
Never mind. Yeah. I meant Dizzy said that. Dizzy, you didn't say it. Wait, you voted for me?
Yeah.
I voted
for you.
And Dizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won.
So,
yeah, it's 3-1.
Well, why do we go to Joe?
I went to Joe first.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we went to Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it was 2-1.
But she could have.
Yeah, but she could have voted.
I could have tied it. I could have made it Mike.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I was excited to get Carmen's vote. Yeah. I almost blew it.
I hope everybody has a great Easter, except for that guy who didn't bring our breakfast this morning.
Oh.
We will see you guys on Monday. We are 1 week away from Calta Cruz 17.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still under who knows less. I'm just rambling things off. And then what else? We're back Monday live, 6 a.m. We'll be here
Monday through Wednesday next week.
Yeah.
And maybe Thursday. You don't know.
Probably not.
Steve will tell you. Don't forget, also, today is Rays opening day baseball. Stop by Fergs. Get yourself a nice ice cold Bud Light and enjoy some opening day baseball today. And that is it. Check us out on Instagram at the Mike Calta Show, on YouTube, calta.tv. And go watch full episodes and highlights and all that other fun stuff.
Like and subscribe,
people. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. Galvin, pick a line because you won.
Line four.
Line four. You're also a winner. Hold on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, good job. You did great. All right, and that is it. We'll see you guys on Monday. Goodbye.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.